Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 6, 2016. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we are looking at the opening of schools amid deepening economic challenges that have left many parents failing to pay school fees for their children.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And as usual, you can call in to join us live on air. Call the number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your phone number, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on Facebook and on our website at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and on voandebele.com.
Schools opened for a third and final term across the country today, with some parents failing to pay school fees for their children due to the worsening economic situation. The Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe reports that in the countryside, attendance at day schools was 65%, while only 30% of pupils reported for boarding facilities.
Elsewhere, the pressure group Women of Zimbabwe Arise is escalating its campaign for parents to stop paying school fees until the government agrees to make primary education 100% free. The Zimbabwean constitution provides for the right to education in section 27, which says the state shall take all practical measures to promote free and compulsory basic education for children. Woza argues.
And of course, as we do every Tuesday in Tunga, we hope that people can call in, send their messages on WhatsApp. Of course, we'd love to get your WhatsApp messages and also give us your view on what happened today for your school children. And also generally, what's your take on the education sector in Zimbabwe? That WhatsApp number is 001-202-465-0318. We'll read your messages live on air.
Yebo, Ms. T, kunjalo lishona njani makhaya ikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela udaba phela lokuvulwa kwezikolo. Zivulwe lamhlanje, abazali abaningi bakhala ngemali yemfundo. Bathi kabalayo, nanku amankampani amaningi avalwa, imisebenzi kayitholakala, abazali abaningi kabasebenzi. Ngakho bathi hayi impilo isinzima okumangalisayo. Kwazi vai vatereri kusangara muchirongwa chenyu ichi icho chamunofarira zvikuru chirongwa chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Anasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Vabereki vakawanda vari kuchema chema nemari dzema school fees. Vari kutiwo haiwa kusamira zvakanaka kweupfumi munyika kwa pakuti vatadze kuwana mari dzekubhadharira vana vavo kuzvikoro. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa tiridzirei runhare kana kuti mutitumire kameseji paWhatsApp panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisithumele umbiko ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sizalitshayela ke lingene kuhlelo.
Ntunga Seja Wataura, a resounding message from those parents who reached out to Studio 7. Unfortunately, for their children that were unable to go to school, it's an issue of lack of funds to pay for those school fees, which is sad indeed, of course. Yesterday, we ran a story here by Studio 7 where one father was saying he had two children in secondary school who should be doing their exams this term. But unfortunately, because he doesn't have any money, he's unsure whether or not they'll be able to do so.
Indeed. And if we may read a bit from a statement sent by the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe that we alluded to just a while ago. The statement goes, and I quote, schools countrywide open today with most pupils failing to turn up. A SNEP survey conducted by the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Research Department has revealed a 30% attendance in boarding schools and 65% attendance in rural day schools. Some parents and pupils who spoke to our research team attributed the low turnout to the worsening socioeconomic conditions obtaining in the country. Parents confessed that they were failing to raise fees, while some are failing to access savings from banks. Rural day schools have suffered because of the hunger and poverty plaguing rural communities. The statement continues. Teachers have not been spared, as some are still battling to access their hard-earned salaries from banks. Teachers who turned up for work were highly demoralized because of the deteriorating living and working conditions. Reports of intimidation of our membership by state agents and ZANU-PF militia have made this situation worse. 57 teachers have appealed to the union, either seeking protection or assistance with transfers. That's a statement from the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe there.
Ntunga. And of course, my message is Arukuya pa WhatsApp and Facebook. On WhatsApp, there's Temba who says, we now have a new culture in the education sector. As students' parents do not send students to school within the first week of school opening. It is believed little or nothing worth learning takes place on the opening week. However, cash issues are now a problem. There's Wise Chokuda who says it was a sorry state at George Chipadze here in Jushawane. A few children came due to financial obligations. One wonders what lies ahead for our children as money seems to be so scarce daily.
Yebo, Gunjalo, Misty. We have our first guest on the line. That's Obet Masaraure. Of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masaraure, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are fine, thank you so much. We saw your statement and the figures of attendance at schools that you released today. How would you characterize the situation as you saw it?
Thank you so much. The situation at the moment is a grim situation which demands intervention from all the actors with an interest in the education sector. We are seeing a situation scenario where millions of livelihoods their schools are being lost, and people in different schools failing to access economic challenges.
Hello, Mkobo Obet, if you can just slide a little closer to your phone, you seem like you're fading away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and now we can tare A, tare A.
Oh, okay. So I was saying we have a grim situation on the ground which demands urgent attention from all the actors involved in the running of our education. We have the poor risk of our communities, the marginalized members of our society, again being left out from accessing education. They are already enduring a lot of challenges because of the conditions, the material conditions they find themselves in. And education, for some time, has been said to be the only way they can escape from this issue. now. We are now witnessing pupils in rural schools failing to access education. We are now witnessing the former middle class, including teachers and nurses, failing to send their own kids to school because these are the kids who are going to our mission boarding schools. But they can no longer afford if we have percentages like 30% being recorded. And we are also witnessing in one school, you can witness dozens of students opting to transfer to other areas, which is a very sad situation which must be addressed.
Thank you there. Just hold on the line. Ntunga, just some quick messages. Kuyapa WhatsApp. There's someone here who says our children were chased away today from Mubaira. A school head was not able to raise school fees. So that's a sad situation there, Ntunga, as we're hearing often. There's someone here who says, I'm a teacher at a rural school. Most of the classes had half of the number of students in the class. Some are said to be marrying off kids, then sending them to school. It's terrible, I tell you. And Ntunga, of course, the issue of child marriage is a big deal. It's correlated. Sometimes you see young girls, when they can't go to school, they're married off to make it easier financially on my families.
Yebo, yebo, kunjalo, Miss T. Si lomu yumbiko manje ongenayo lapha anzi nemtereri nasi pashikoro chinonzi Aiso Si Primary School. Icho chirimudunu remakoni Central Masheru Goi Sabuku Aiso Si. Kwazi ngwa chikoro chese kunze kwe vana vairi chete vakabhadhara school fees. Avo vazonzi vaende navo kumba sezo zvaisaiti kuti vafunde vari vairi chete. We have our second guest on the line and that's Mkoma Maxwell Rafi Moyo of the Education Coalition of Zimbabwe. Mkoma Rafi Moyo, magadi.
Tiripo Mtunganile, how are you?
Aiwa tino faragana muchifara huo.
Tinotenda nokutidedza pachirongwa.
Tinotenda Steric. Zvavhura zvikoro nhasi Mukoma Rafimo. Zvii zvamaona panyaya dzevabereki panyaya dzemaschool fees apa?
Ndingati hatina kukwanisa kuita survey yatanga tichida kuita. Tanga tapiwa hedu mvumo neve kuministry kuti tiite survey yedu asi hatina kuzokwanisa. Asi zvishoma zvatangonzwa nevatinoshanda navo ndozvokuti zviri kuratidza kuti vabereki vari kunetseka nokuwana mari dzokuripira vana vavo maschool fees. I think ndinofunga kuti iroro ndodambudziko guru riripo rokuti vabereki havasi kukwanisa kuwana mari dzokuti varipire mafees evana vavo.
Tidzokere kuna Mukoma vamasaraure. Vamasaraure, muri kudzidzisa kune chipi chikoro zviya?
Ndokudzidzisa pachemanga high school chiri muweza district mumashona.
Okay, zvanga zvakamirawo sei kuchikoro chenyu?
Pachikoro pedu paklasi yevana yandinodzidzisa ine vana 47. Ndichienda ndichida kuti ndisangane navo ndasikuwana muklasi mune vana 15. Ndichienda kuma A level kwandodzidzisa vamwe vana vanenge vari 18 ndasvika ndikawana muklasi mune vana 7. Vana havana kukwanisa kuuya, taswera tichingosaina mapepa evabereki vanga vachitouya kuti varoda kuchinja vanavo zvikoro havachakwanisi kubhadhara. Ndo basa guru rataswera tichiita nhasi rivanhu vabereki vakuchina kutumirwa vana vavo kuti vabve vaende kune zvimwe zvikoro. Rimwewo dambudziko ranga riri atenderi kuti vadzidzisi vamwe vanga vachitongogunun'unawo nekuti havasi kukwanisa kutora mari dzavo kumabhengi. Vanenge vaine madambudziko avakati asara navo ekuda kubhadharawo vana vavo mafees, ekuda kutesvagirwa vana vavo zvekubatwa vachienda kuzvikoro. Saka mweya wekuita basa unenge wadzikira, murava unenge wadzikira zvakanyanyisa pamasituation akadaro. Tazapo dambudziko rimwe ratasangana naro ndereti vadzidzisi vari kunzi havadzokororezve kusubmita mapepa anoratidza magwaro avo anoratidza kudzidza kwavakaita kwazhinji anodiwa zvene ministry. Saka rari ribari ramhanya vamwe vachimhanya zvekunotsvaga kuzvikoro zvimwe kwavakanga vamba kwavakaaatura matraffic. Saka kudzidza chaiko kwevana kwaakuchina muzuva rekutanga rekutarisa kuti vana vadzidzi.
Sata tura mtere rintunga. Let me just quickly read that this comment ya weapa WhatsApp Mkoma Obet, and it's directed towards you and the and your union. It's saying Masara Ure and his union are grossly exaggerating the situation on the ground. It was business as normal. These guys are trying to tarnish the image of the government and that of President Robert Mugabe. This came from someone anonzi Mkoma James. What's your response to that?
I would say it's no amount of courses can be able to address the situation of pain in the country. No amount of denial will help us in the crisis we have. We have a real crisis that we must tackle head on. We are not clearing the name of anyone. We are not trying to tarnish the name of the government. What we are saying is what is really happening on the ground. And anyone and everyone who is interested in solving the crisis that we have, they must really open up their eyes, see it, and then we can tackle it directly. We can't hide behind the shingle. This is reality. This is happening. People are suffering. People can't afford to pay fees. Unless that person who posted the message is in another planet, which of course is also given the same name, Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Obet Masara Urege lapho owe inhlanganiso ye Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uyakhuluma ukubana esikolo afundisa kiso eklasini yakhe labantwana abangu 47 namhlanje kubuye abangu 15 kuphela ubese buzwa ke ngumlaleli lapha othumele incwadi nge WhatsApp othi bakuthatha ngapi lokho abakhuluma ngakho ngoba bakanye abajonge ukungcolisa nje uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe ngoba kusho umlaleli uthi yena kubonileyo abantwana bahambile esikolo njengemvama bekungela problem kodwa uyaphendula ke uMasara Ure uthi hayi mhlawumbe umlaleli lowo uhlala komunye umhlaba ongayisuwo umhlaba lo esihlezi kiwo njengabantu ngoba umumo oseZimbabwe ngempela kawumanga kuhle sathe umlaleli lapha ecingweni timbotora mtereri vatapiwa mafumo kwagutu mkoma mafumo makadi
tinofara makadi niyo
aiwa tinofara zwakamira sei kwagutu
vana vechikoro vanga vachiuya zvavo nhasi kuga toitawo zvekuaopen space apa but analysis zedu tichiona hedu kuti uwandi hwevana nemafambi yavanoita nekutenga kwavanozomboitawo vachidzokera kuchikoro hataona difference yakakura chaiaanalizavo kunyange nhava dzavo dzaunota kura kunyanya vanyanya vanoende mumaboarding schools unotoona kuti hazvinhu zvasina kumira zvakanaka vana vazhinji vatoti nhamba yavo vawedzera kufamba pazuva ranhasi nevaopening day but tozoziva kuti maybe sevanhu vanosikurumidza kuvhura vanosifamba senge zuva ranezeuno paifanira kufamba vakawanda but nhamba yanga ichinguva limited tikatarisawo kunyange vana veduwo vanoenda kuzvikoro hatina kukwanisa kuti mbopedza kubhadhara mafees ndisingazivi vangu toko ndakudawo kupindirawo kunyange hamai ngaichirambirana vamusarara hakusi kwatiri zvedu kuna vamusarara but inozviona toga ungadina yavo kuti mafeti zokuti kwanzizotaurira vanhu kuti zvinhu zvakanaka kana kuda kupigira purezidendi zvinhu zvakangooma vanhu vari kunonga sose nemuromo mapariezi ari kuchema mari kumabhengi chero pese patozombowana mari panobetwa bhizinesi rematransaction emari kumaekokeshikupi vanhu vese vari kushaiwa mari hatizivi hangu kuti vanenge vachiti zvinhu zvakanaka vanhu vachiti zvakanaka pachii
Saka imimi mune vana vanoenda kuchikoro
ya ndimabrothers nemamacousins brothers edingotiopa ihembe kana tinzipenii ndogona kunge ndichimbochipawo inhangu opawo the kind of assistance atokwanisawo but as for now hazvinhu zvavadooma zvokuti pane mabasics akatowanda avasitorina but atoziva kuti vanofanira kunge vachivanawo vanodiwa kuchikoro
kofizi yacho vanobhadhara mari
vari kumadhei vanobhadhara ma65
okay isekendari kana kuti primary
isekendari
aiwa
tinoapatop remgrowth point
aiwa tinotenda mukoma mapfumo musarumwa neimbwaka I was not in the room when they opened up with Chirongwaje.
My comments like Siena. Komata Pio was saying, you know, he doesn't agree with that last comment we have on WhatsApp where he's saying where he is, they're seeing the same thing, low levels of children. You know, relating to what he's saying. But it seems like there's a divide here. Pandadima comment we have, but there's Mofu, Kuglenora and Arare. He says it seems the union guys are over dramatizing the situation. It seems it was business as usual at most schools. Of course, that's in Harare. So that might be a different case there.
Yeah, indeed, because the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe are talking specifically about the situation in the rural areas. Timbotora mwemtereri zvekare mkoma desire spanda kuzvishava neuko vasipanda makadi. Hello, mkoma desire. Mapinda muchirongwa vasipanda mapinda muchirongwa taura henyu.
Nawe ripote kuti mapraise acho akanyanya kuvi akakwira kuti mari dzacho vari kudzitedzwa kuti nemari dzinoita kudai.
Mune vana vanoenda kuchikoro.
Vana ndavo vakawanda chaiko ndo 3 vose vanoenda kuchikoro vakasiyana siyana manje mari dzacho kana.
Vanoenda kuprimary kana kuti kusecondary?
Primary kana mari dziyachi $55 hatizivi kuti vanokaiti mari todzivana kupi mari dzinoita kudai.
Saka yakakwira here mari yacho? Ndati yakakwira here mari yacho? Ndiyo yamaibhadhara last term kana kuti yakakwira?
Aiwa yakatoya yatokwira zvabva ipa hakuna vanenge vachidzidzisa maendovhoneji ekwachi kune varairidzi vacho manje hakuna.
Saka pari zvino hamusati magona kubhadharira vana venyu?
Ndisati ndatombowana kana dhora chaiyo.
Asi kuchikoro vanga vaenda?
Vanga vaenda asi kungotosikana kungotoa mari manepaka.
Havana kudzingwa havo?
Hai, nacho havana.
Nacho havana. Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma desire kuzvishava neuko.
Alright.
Mukoma desire, they're saying that, you know, for him, it's tough. He has a few children and he's unable to pay. He's saying that, you know, the money is too high, Ntunga, which is a problematic for many parents. Toya Kwamuri Mukoma Maxwell, are you still on the line? Hello?
Hello, Mkoma Maxo.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, thanks. Just looking at the situation in terms of education, of course, they're the students who are affected, the teachers, but also my parents. There's one person here who wrote a comment who's saying, my daughter has not gone back to school. I supply sportswear to a national sports association and a major provincial sports association, both whom have gone beyond 2 months without paying me. So I cannot turn in my, I cannot in turn pay my school fees. How demoralizing is it for parents who are unable to send their children to school, a basic right that's enshrined in the Constitution?
I think, like you clearly point out, it is quite demoralizing for a parent to fail to send their child to school, which is one of the expectations for any parent to be able to send their child to school. But I think we also need to equip the parents with the right skills of engagement with the education system, because as it stands, it is illegal according to policy for a school to send away a child for non-payment of fees. This is the position that the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education has put up. So ourselves as parents and civil society, we need to enforce that. Yes, we know there are issues that have to do with management of the schools, the running of the schools, that there's something that is needed in order for the school to tick. we are looking at a situation where we are talking of ordinary schools other than boarding schools. Yes, of course, when you talk of boarding schools, there's need for the child to be provided with food and so on. But in ordinary primary one school, primary two and primary three schools, secondary two and secondary three schools, the learners should not be sent away for non-payment of school fees. So it is the duty of parents as well to engage the school authorities and to ensure that they explain the situation as it prevails. I think everyone knows the situation that we have in Zimbabwe, that cash is not available. And so the school authorities should understand parents as they make plans to ensure that their children are in school.
Thank you, Demkoma. Maxwell, please do stay on the line. And that takes us to the issue of the Women of Zimbabwe Arise, who are pushing for government to, you know, offer 100% the, you know, primary education free, you know, 100% tuition or school fees free. That's the campaign that WOZA is pushing. And ngike ngakhuluma lo Nkosazana Makotonga Mahlangu owe WOZA. Siyazama nje ukumbamba njalo ecingweni manje, kodwa zikhanya ziyahlupha incingo zakhe. Kodwa ngike ngakhuluma layo besithi yena kulabantwana abaxotshiweyo namhla kobulawayo kwesinye isikolo, abazali basebemfonela yena njengomkhokheli wasedobha ucingo wafonela umphathi isikolo wabuza ukuthi kathi abantwana libaxotsheleni. Umphathi wacatsha ngomunye wathi hayi, abantwana kabaxotshwanga, site bayethatha ama-receipts aveza ukubana babhatala. Singakathathi umlaleli utshela sidube sibale lapha omunye umlaleli ongazibethanga ngegama uthumele umbiko othi yena linjani kustudio 7 sabantu. Hayi, siyaphila msakazi, siyaphila mlaleli. Rather, thina emaphandleni school fees i-$10 ematobo ebhaja, so hayi, thina asiyenelisi. Kulomunye lapha njalo umlaleli othi ngingubongani moyo ematobo mberengwa ematabo emberengwa kunzima lakithi, imali ihluphile yama-school fees ngoba abazali akabalayo imali, nangu umnotho kawumanga kuhle. Sithathe-ke umlaleli uJealous Dube kwele South Africa. Mnumzana Dube, kunjani?
Sikhona, kunjani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, ngishaphu, ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesona baba.
Taurai Mgoma Dube.
Ya, ndinotenda hangu nokupinda muchirongwa. Mari yanetsa kumba uku. Isu takatiza tikaya kuno uku tiri kushanda tichitumira mari yacho haisiri kuwanikwa. Vanhu vanongofira vakangoita laini kumba. Ende iko zvinezvi vadotanga kuvhundudzira maticha kuti asaenda kuchikoro, nevana vangaenda kuchikoro sei vagara vachingotovhundudzirwa nezano PF yedu yakadai kutitonga. Haini changoti pesaneu nekutaura kumwe kwezvikoro, ini ndongotoona sekuti nhau yezano PF ndaingori nhau yekungoti tsvangira ete plan nekusa zano PF, kwete zvake zvekuti asikuti unotungamira mapofu, unofanira kutoziva kuti unotungamira vanhu, anotsvaga pokudoita masoja, pokudotirinana masoja kuti nyika inoita zvakanaka. Ndozi nyika yezimbabwe haisisiri nyika yekuti kwai ingagadzirwa nekuita machapu kana kuti shutdown yawati wati. Zvisiri izvo, nyika yezimbabwe yava kudoda kutoteuka kweropa kana kutorwa kwemasoja zvaikwe atsvangirai navo mugadi.
Saka apa muri kuti tsvangirai anofanirwa kutraina masoja?
Tsvangira anofanira kuita plani yekudoita kuti awane pamwe imwe nyika yaanodonotrena masoja otoa yakananga muzimbabwe kuzorwa negavhumendi iripo. Ite zvake zvari kuita.
Aiwa, Mgoma Dube, ndikuseka but hazvizi kusetsa. I mean, it's not a laughing matter. Bhozi, zvamava kuita kapa muri kukozera, you are promoting anarchy. Hallo, vaDube. Muripo here vaDube?
ndiripo zvandokunzwai.
Ndirikuti zvamuri kukurudzira apa hatizi kubvumirana nazvo panhepfenyuro yevanhu, nekuti kana tsvanga